WestCoastCryptos.com.
And that means it is time for WestCoastCryptos.com. And it's 11:45 a.m. And no, it's 11:45 p.m. A beautiful Saturday night here. And it's time for West Coast Cryptos with Steve DeLay and Taylor Elf. And here's what's on the show tonight. Bitcoin tweets reach two-year high as $10,000 fuels Google interest surge. Look out, Cryptoverse. Blockchain education is getting started. And Ledger reignites Trezor beef with dishonest report on crypto wallet hardware. That and horse race coming up on West Coast Cryptos with Steve DeLay and Taylor Elf. Hit it, Steve. Thank you, Steve, for that beautiful opening that you always play so well every weekend. And start the show, we're going to do our usual ritual. Drink some of this tasty mineral water called West Coast Clear.
West Coast Cryptos Clear, $1.99 a bottle, $12 a case. Buy five cases and get a bottle of West Coast Cryptos Merlot free. Also, try out our West Coast Cryptos Chianti.
And that's what I did, Steve. Got those cases of West Coast Clear and got a beautiful, nice bottle of West Coast Merlot. Tried to drink it like you do, and as usual, I almost drowned.
But it's tasty.
Yes. Okay, let's get started. Cryptocurrency hardware wallet manufacturer Ledger has reignited an old feud with competition Trezor in a blog post dated February 13th, highlighting the claimed benefits of its internal secure element chips. Trezor co-founder and CEO of Satoshi Labs, Marek Slush Palatinas, hit straight back in a tweet accusing the post of being dishonest and not telling the whole story. Well, you know, with a name like Slush, who knows, you know? The Ledger post compared the three internal chip types common to hardware wallet devices, microcontroller units, safe memory chips, and its own secure elements. It claimed that the MCUs found in Trezor wallets were intended for general devices such as microwaves and TV remotes and had no embedded countermeasures against physical security attacks. Ouch! Furthermore, it stated that memory chips used in certain other manufacturers' hardware wallets were not third-party tested and were vulnerable to side-channel attacks as the private keys were passed to the MCU. Platinus retweeted the post claiming that Ledger was being dishonest and pointing out only part of the whole story. Ledger previously clashed with Trezor last month when it published a report disclosing five supposed vulnerabilities in Trezor hardware wallets. As reported, Trezor was quick to respond, pointing out that none of the vulnerabilities were critical for hardware wallets. Furthermore, none of the weaknesses could be exploited remotely, with all requiring physical access to the device. Things seem to have calmed down since then, but with the latest post, Ledger may well have ignited an old beef. Wow, beefing in cryptocurrency wallets. Cryptos are real.
Customers, do your due diligence.
Right. Well, I have a Ledger wallet. They haven't put it to much use yet, but I got it all set up and everything. It's just a matter of putting the stuff in there, but I think it's a good piece of equipment.
Have you had any second thoughts after you've read this article?
No, because the article was really like Ledger saying something bad about Trezor, and I don't have a Trezor wallet, but I think Trezor makes good stuff. I'm satisfied with my Ledger wallet.
Okay.
Next up, as blockchain weaves its way deeper into the world economy, more American universities are teaching the technology, offering more courses and expanding delivery methods. So, Steve, here's something that you can get into. You know, I know you like getting into new things, so, you know, you might think about trying out
blockchain. I'm up for taking an introductory class and maybe more.
Yeah, there you go. You can't, be thwarted for trying, you know?
Yep.
Kevin Warbeck, a professor and blockchain club mentor at the University of Pennsylvania, says even if they aren't pursuing a career in the area, most students aren't confident they can figure it out on their own. Blockchain is just so darn weird. Where it is, because employers are demanding more skilled blockchain workers, businesses, governments, hospitals, and retailers are transforming operations using digital ledgers to share data, create copyrights, collect votes, and even track food, among other uses. To prepare students for this evolving marketplace, more universities than ever offer blockchain education. Not only are course offerings expanding, but innovative programs, student clubs, and research centers are also taking root. A study by LinkedIn named blockchain this year's most in-demand work skill after reviewing the data on who's getting jobs and with what kind of know-how. The University of California gives students the chance to dig in. The blockchain at Berkeley Club's 100 members enjoy eclectic options such as consulting, designing, developing, education, and researching, as well as leading special initiatives. For example, the Accelerator program is a lab-like partnership among three Cal organizations with a multi-million dollar budget. This maturation of course offerings is not just at Cal, but across universities. Some courses hew to the tech side of things, such as engineering and programming, while others embrace the breadth of blockchain, like economics and law. So there you are, Steve. Blockchain picking up in colleges, universities across the country, probably around the world, you know, because everybody knows what's coming, you know. So, you know, either you can get in there and learn blockchain, or you can just invest in it, like I know you do. You know, I know you probably got like a couple of Bitcoins stashed away somewhere, you know.
I'm looking right now, online, MIT online, 6-week blockchain course.
Cryptos are real. Okay, next up, Bitcoin hitting $10,000 catapulted it back into mainstream consciousness. But data shows internet consumers were paying attention before. Statistics from monitoring resource BitInfoCharts reveal that in early February, mentions of Bitcoin on Twitter alone spiked to two-year highs. At the time, Bitcoin traded at around $9,400, having reached its highest level since September 2019, several days previously. Tweets including Bitcoin reached 75,000 on February 2nd, a huge contrast to standard behavior and the most since early 2018, as markets digested Bitcoin's fall from all-time highs of $20,000. Subsequent days saw considerably fewer tweets, around 38,000, still noticeably higher than months preceding the spike. Google search activity has also picked up this month. Analysis for the term Bitcoin shows users searched for the term more in the past 7 days than at any time since last August. So there you are, Steve. More interest in Bitcoin, and I think it's going to continue. Cryptos are real.
It's trending.
WestCoastCryptos.com.
And now, here's Steve DeLay with the horse race from Satoshi Fields with the FOMO Handicap. Take it away, Steve.
That's right, Taylor F. It's live from Satoshi Fields, the FOMO Handicap. And it's Bitcoin jumping out of the gate at $9,906, down 2.4%. Ethereum, $272, down 3%. XRP, 31.4 cents, down 5.9%. Tomahawk coin, 17.8 cents, holding it even. Jetcoin at 0.7 of a cent, up 10.2%. Lightning Bitcoin, $3.17. It was at $1.46 a month ago. Right now it's down at 8%. Car at 0.008 of a cent, down 5.1%.
Beep, beep.
Hellcoin at 9.5 cents, up 1.2%. Disclaimer, disclaimer, ladies. Put the kitties away. Tittycoin at 6.4 cents, holding at even, both of them. People at 28.8 cents, up 1.8%.
My people.
Bitcoin Dark at $24.66, up 3.8%. And here's our movers and shakers. Token Box up 267% at 2.8 cents. AppCoins up 92% at 1.0 cents. Ignis up 44% at 4.6 cents. That's it for our movers and shakers. Visit our website, westcoastcryptos.com. Send us an email at westcoastcryptos@gmail.com. And check out our podcasts available at all podcast platforms. Also, you can give us a call at 747-226-5005. And check out www.feetspot.com, where we, West Coast Cryptos, are ranked number 16. We were at 17, went up to 14. We're ranked at 16 right now of the best cryptocurrency podcasts on the web. Read your favorite blogs, podcasts, news websites, YouTube channels, and RSS feeds at one place on FeedSpot, and say hello to our pal Anuj, who runs the whole thing there.
What's going on, Anuj?
Yep.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for another exciting adventure of West Coast Cryptos with Taylor Elf and Steve DeLay. Want to thank you for logging in and tuning in, and we'll see you next time on West Coast Cryptos. Keep it crypto. See ya.
Going in on that Bitcoin. Crypto, 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 we gon' make a lot of money. Crypto, 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 we gon' make a lot of money.